This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley is preparing to begin a second four-year term as mayor 15 days from now. He's already made some interesting changes at City Hall. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about his next term. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what has Mayor Cranley done so far to begin that second term?
The mayor of Cincinnati, ever since we've gone to this direct election, has more enhanced powers. And one of those powers is to be able to name the committee chairs and name a vice mayor. And he's begun that process, nowhere near finished, but he's done the two big pieces by naming Christopher Smitherman, an independent who was reelected as vice mayor, and to take David Mann, who was the vice mayor, and make him the chairman of the Budget and Finance Committee, which is the most powerful committee on council. It holds the purse strings. It's a big job.
So it's hard to imagine. Cranley hasn't even started his second term yet, but he's already a lame duck. He can't run again in 2021. So is he sending a message about who he wants to be a successor in 2021 by choosing Smitherman as vice mayor?
Well, I think there's a subtle message there that, yes, you know, he wouldn't, because Christopher Smitherman, I don't think, makes any secret about the fact that he has that ambition to run for mayor. I believe P.G. Sittenfeld, a Democratic council member who ran first in the election in November and in the election 4 years ago, I think also wants to be mayor. And the two of them are probably going to end up running against each other 4 years from now. And I suppose in Cranley's mind, being vice mayor would give Smitherman some sort of advantage in a race for mayor.
Now, Cranley is a Democrat. Smitherman's an independent. What are the other Democrats thinking about that?
Well, there are a lot of Democrats that are not very happy, and they've not been very happy with John Cranley on a number of issues. But, you know, they say appointing a non-Democrat as vice mayor is, you know, is basically treason to the Democratic Party. I'm not sure it matters, but to a lot of people it does.
Well, we talk a lot about this vice mayor position. Does it have any power?
In and of itself, it has no real power. The vice mayor will chair council meetings when the mayor is not present, if he can't be there. There's really no inherent power in the vice mayor's job, which is why Christopher Smitherman, I believe, wanted to keep the Law and Public Safety Committee, which he's chaired for the last 4 years, and he will also have that job, which actually has more authority and more power than the vice mayor's job.
Let's talk about the previous vice mayor, David Mann. Do you think he minds losing that title?
I don't think so. David Mann's a grown-up adult, and you know, he's been mayor of the city of Cincinnati. He's been a congressman. He is in his last term. He's going to be term limited out, and I think he wants to go out as the head of the Budget and Finance Committee, because you can have a whole lot of influence on how the city's money is spent and how the budgeting process works, and I think he wants to do that.
What about Councilmember Amy Murray? She's running, as we heard last week, for Lieutenant Governor with Jim Renacci, and she's likely to miss a number of meetings through the May gubernatorial primary. Do you think she'll be able to hold on to her chairmanship of the Major Transportation Committee?
I don't know. I mean, that's totally up to John Cranley, whether or not, you know, she returns as a council committee chair. Yes, there will be times when it will be difficult for her to juggle running as a statewide candidate and being a member of council. Sittenfeld went through this, you know, a few years ago when he ran in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. He managed to do his both jobs. I think Amy Murray is capable of doing both jobs, but it is going to put a whole lot of strain and pressure on her.
Howard, we want to remind everybody, Tales from the Trail, your column this past weekend, it's about I think this is funny. It's true, though. You driving former Ohio Governor Jim Rhodes around the Ohio State Fair in a golf cart.
Yeah, and Bob Evans wants to.
and Bob Evans.
Yes.
And there are pictures.
Oh,
so
yes.
If you want to take a look at that, you can find it at WVXU.org. Thanks, Howard.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.